Build your home and restore your lifestyle. Visit Modular Homes Factory Direct at FDMH.com for factory direct pricing. That's FDMH.com or call 732-255-4160. Save thousands purchasing factory direct.
9-8 the advantage for Point Beach. Neither team's shooting real well right now. CBA 33%. Point Beach at 30% from the floor. Beach has hit a couple of threes, which has helped out their cause for the one-point advantage. And they start with the basketball here to begin quarter number two. Yule handing off to Yates. Again, the weave motion set in play for the goals. Yates between the circles, flipping off on the left, Fraunheim. Back to Yates. Beach will take a little air out of the basketball here as Farrell will come recollect. He's checked by Belby. Farrell penetrates, count it, and the foul. Streak right past Belby. No defensive help that time for CBA, and Farrell will go to the line for the old-fashioned three-point play.
And it's moves like that that have many a college scout, many a college recruiter, hoping that Matt Farrell sometime in the near future announces he's going to their school.
Does miss the free throw. Belby whistled for the infraction. His first, team's third. Beach up now 11-8 after the made basket. Laffey back into the game. Swings Gordon here. Now Polari gets it. Left wing. Played by Yule. Couple of bounces. Trying to set something up down low. Laffey turnaround on Schifano. That's off the mark. Yule tipped it. Collected by Yates. Farrell gets it into the open floor, left perimeter. Again, isolated a bit by the offensive set. Fraunheim will take a three, rim that one out from the right side. Polari grabs the loose ball. Streaking up court, going against Yule, throwing it out of bounds, but deflected out on Point Beach, and it will be CBA basketball.
Well, three or four of the Point Beach players, we're looking for one of the other officials to overturn it. They clearly thought it should have been their basketball, but as we always say, it doesn't matter what they think.
We have a foul away from the basketball.
Yeah, Fraunheim a little too much body on Gordon here.
That'll be Fraunheim's first. Third on Beach. Jeff Bryant back into the game. He'll give Chris Schifano a break. Gordon here throws in for Belby. Pat Andre getting it. On the right side, back to Belby on the right wing. Belby, couple of bounces, feeds for Gordon here between the circles. Gordon here will stop and pop, top of the key, and hit. Three-pointer for Evan Gordon here, and we are tied at 11 with 6:25 to go in the first half.
Gordon here gave the Colts a real spark off the bench the other night. Remember, this is a young man who was a starter earlier, got hurt, and now produces more off the bench, but he can be instant offense.
Yates and Yule play catch on the perimeter. Yates trying to go one-on-one. Now we'll hand off to Farrell, who will come right. Wide open, he'll hit it again. Step back, shaded right, top of the key. And another long three for Matt Farrell, who's got 8, 14, 11 Point Beach. Full timeout taken on the floor. We'll break as well. 6:03 to go, quarter number two. Beach up by three. We're back right after this with more on the Shore Sports Network.
Shore Arena on Wyckoff Road in Farmingdale on Friday and Saturday nights. The whole family can enjoy DJ skating with a live DJ and a light show from 7:45 to 10 p.m. Catch it tonight. For more, visit JerseyShoreArena.com.
6:03 to go in our first half. Matt Harmon, Kevin Williams along the way on the Shore Sports Network, broadcasting on 1160, 1310 a.m., ShoreSportsNetwork.com, and on the Radio Pup app on your mobile device. Robbie Kennedy back into the game for CBA. Colts down three right now. Polari for Gordon here, who just hit the three to tie it at 11. Long pass up near the half-court line for Kennedy. Point Beach has extended the defense out. Zone 1-3-1 look. Gordon here open from the left side. Rimming out, no good. Kennedy on the putback attempt, no good. There's Andre with the big paw on the right side, able to smack it off the glass and drop it in for his first basket.
Three shots on that series. Good job by the Colts to hit the offensive glass.
14-13, Beach. 5:20 to go, quarter two. Farrell, John Afeed inside, Ewell spins against Gordon near baseline, comes back inside, count it, and the foul. A lot of bumping that time by Gordonier, who will get whistled for his first. And the team's fourth. And Ewell to the free throw line to complete the three-point play.
Matt, he's such a tough matchup inside because, as you said, so athletic. He's 6'9", but he plays more like 6'11", long arms and great jumping ability. If he gets the ball in the box down low, not much you can do defensively.
Free throw good. That's well said, Kevin. 6'9", plays like he's 6'11", but really the skills of a guy who's 6'4".
I guess that's why Iowa gave him a scholarship.
I guess that's why he's going to the next level. Makes the three-point play off the free throw. 17-13, 5 minutes to go, second quarter. Heavy pressure this time by Beach. They've shifted back to the man-to-man. Polari with it between the circles. Checked by Ewell. A lot of dribbling by Polari. Not much movement for CBA on this set. Andre with it. Right perimeter. One dribble picks it up. Flashes off on the left for Laffey. A little more left for Polari. In the corner left side, Gordonier. Here's three. Off the mark, no good. Laffey tried to keep it alive. And it will be CBA basketball. Last touch by a white shirt. Andre throwing it back for Kennedy. Kennedy will penetrate. This time, pass Farrell. Go off the glass on the left side for his first basket of the night.
Boy, Farrell tried to steal the ball 40 feet from the basket, and once he could not, he trailed all the way, and Kennedy heads up, took it right to the rim.
17-15, the advantage right now. For Beach. Here's Ewell this time at the foul line. Gordonier again. There's the spin move. Soft shot off the right. No good. Put back attempt by Yates off the mark. Andre won't give Beach another chance. And here come the Colts.
Chance to tie it or take the lead with a three.
Kennedy thought about the three. Instead slips off on the left side for Laffey. Laffey going one-on-one against Schifano. Almost lost the ball. It'll be Polari now to collect. We've hit the midway point and a little bit more. 3:45 to go, second quarter. Point Beach 17, CBA 15. Number one versus number two here in the Shore. Polari on the drive will have a foul on the floor. Non-shooting foul.
That should be Ewell's
first, team's fourth. Chima Akekabar back into the game for CBA. Laffey a break on the bench for Point Beach. Matt Van Nostrand has checked into the game as well.
If you think about it, Matt, CBA, oh, nice inbounds play to Andre.
Soft touch for Pat Andre, the big fella. He's got two baskets here in the quarter. We're tied at 17.
I was going to say, CBA really doesn't have a prototypical point guard. Polari handles the ball most of the time, but he's not a true point guard.
Here's Farrell, stop and pop from the right elbow. Farrell's got it going pretty good. He's into double figures with 10.
That's a true point guard.
Kennedy plays the point for CBA. He will be matched up by Farrell. Gordonier flashing out. Now Akekabar gets it. Dribbles left. Hands Kennedy. Back screen. Andre. Hook shot with the right. Pretty play for Pat Andre, who now all of a sudden has made an impact in this one. He's got six.
Don't see too many of them on the high school level. An old-fashioned hook shot going away from the basket.
Timeout for Point Beach. Full timeout. We'll step out real quick as well. 2:51 to go in the first half. Point Beach 19, CBA 19. One versus two for the Shore Conference Championship. We're back right after this with more exclusive coverage of the Shore Conference Tournament on the Shore Sports Network.
I don't know about you, Matt, but I could use a smash burger right about now. Today's broadcast brought to you in part by the nice folks at Smash Burger, where it's smash, fresh, served delicious, right on the corner of Route 70 and Cedarbridge Avenue in Brick.
They're always hungry. What's the deal? You know, I got to eat before the game.
I don't use good judgment. I got to be honest with you. I should have at least brought like a power bar or something.
2:45 to go. Ball put back in play by Beach. We are tied at 19 with the Gulls and the Colts. One Monmouth, one Ocean County team in this year's Shore Conference Final. Van Nostrand hands off to Farrell, who will give to Yates at the Hawk emblem in the center circle. Flipped off on the right side. Van Nostrand, backdoor feed, Farrell. Trying the reverse layup, didn't like what he had. Threw out for Schifano. Now Farrell will penetrate through the lane. Miss a wild runner off the left. Polari clears the glass ahead. Akekabor will lay it in right side, and CBA has their first lead of the afternoon. 21-19 Colts.
Well-executed fast break by CBA, leading to the Akekabor basket.
Yule trying to go against Gordonier. Help comes defensively. Van Nostrand will not take the three. Instead, will feed for Yates on the left wing. Yates will pull back out. Get some space against the Akekabor. Now Yule at the foul line, flipping Van Nostrand. This three he will take. Rattles off the rim a couple of times. No good. Andre with the rebound. Kennedy brings up court for CBA. Polari setting the offense up from the left wing. Flip right, Gordonier, top of the key, flips back over for Polari. Got a dribble job against Yule. Had a shot rejected. Point Beach with numbers. 4-on-3. Here's Farrell. Going to try to do it all himself. Tackled on his way up, but a jump ball is called. And on the possession arrow, it will be CBA basketball. Michael Fraunheim back in. Van Nostrand will sit. CBA up 21-19. That two-point spread, their biggest lead of the day. With a basket here, they'd be up at least four. Akekabor between the circles. Couple of bounces off to his left. Kennedy with it now on the sideline. Polari from three. Just short. Akekabor kept it alive. Yates clears for Beach. Fraunheim had some tempo. Now we'll pull back out. Flip over for Yule. 45 seconds now left. Farrell talking with Yule, directing some traffic. Let's see if Beach holds for one. Yule has other things in mind. He'll go right to the rim. Good strong move and lay it in. Yule's got seven. Tied now at 21. Less than a half minute to go. We come up now on 22. Make it 20 seconds. Polari will dribble. CBA will hold for one. Polari spreads the floor. He starts off on the left. Has two players on his left. Two to his right. Akekabor was setting a screen. Polari will stop and pop from the right side. Rimming out, no good. Put back attempt by Kennedy off the mark, no good. Fraunheim for Farrell at midcourt. Lets it go. And fittingly, between one and two, we will head into the halftime locker room tied at 21. We step out with Point Beach 21, CBA 21. We're back with stats and analysis, and we'll look back and recap the girls' final we saw earlier today as well. Two-minute timeout, all square at 21 after our first 16 minutes of action. We're back right after this with exclusive coverage on the radio for the Shore Conference Tournament here from West Long Branch on the Shore Sports Network.